want to thank the ladies for that beautiful music. It was incredible. Our church is taking music to a whole new level these days. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you your going out and your coming in from this time on forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's rise in prayer. Lord our God, it's so special to be together in your presence. We thank you for your spirit who's here. Thank you for the many ways in which we connect with you through word, through prayer, through beautiful music. And so we have come because we want to hear your words for our lives also. We need encouragement, and we pray that you will encourage all of us this morning through your words. May you bless our time together and open our hearts and minds to receive the presence of you. And we pray this in your name. Amen. So a recent poll by CBS News, CBS, found that Americans are more hopeful, more optimistic about 2025 than they were a year before. But what about you? More hopeful that 2025 is going to be better? Less hopeful?
More,
less, don't really know,
more.
By the way, that poll had a lot to do with political persuasion, but in any case. So the opposite of hope is despair. The feeling of having to, or having no hope for improvement or for positive change. And in life, we often go through dark valleys that can lead us into despair. Regardless of whether you might feel hopeful about the future or not, we all experience seasons of despair, stress, hopelessness, a significant loss or overwhelming stress, a major life change, a traumatic event, prolonged negative situations that make it difficult to see a path forward. All of these things can take you down the road of despair. And so it's probably not hard for you to think back this morning of a time when you experienced a sense of hopelessness in your life. But what I want you to think about instead is instances in the past where you were able to find some hope in the storms of despair. Because in such times, God gives the gift of hope. Hope in God's love, hope in God's protection. Now the psalmist that Jean read, the Psalm 21, the psalmist here speaks about taking refuge in the hills and about the presence of God in every space and place in our lives. And this may have been a new concept for the Israelites, because they were used to the thought of God being located in just one place, in the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies was the inner sanctuary of the tabernacle in the temple. And this is also where the Ark of the Covenant was kept. But typically for them, that's where God would dwell. That's where God would be. But now, here is this idea that God is not just in the Holy of Holies, He is everywhere. He's omnipresent. I don't know if you knew this, but one of God's Hebrew names in the Old Testament is Jehovah Shammah. And in Hebrew, that means, I'm the God who is there. I'm the God who is always there. So it means there's no place that God is not. There's no place you will go that God isn't. God has been in your past. God is here in your present. And He's going to be in your future. He's in the good times. He's in the bad times. He's everywhere. And so if you're looking for hope, I want you to know that God is the source of hope. Let me read to you this verse that I shared with the children. It says, "My God, the source of hope, filled you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in Him." In other words, as you put your faith in God, He gives you peace. He gives you hope. And He says, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, God is the source of our hope, and Jehovah Shammah is there for us. He will be there for you, and He will be there with you as well. His presence is watching over us. That's one of the certainties of life that you and I can hold on to in the midst of all the uncertainty. And when we hold on to that certainty, we have hope. Wonderful hope in the fact that God, the Almighty, the God who made the universe, is watching over you and me, and He will never leave us. So, we just recently exchanged gifts with one another at Christmas. And we do it because of God's gift to us in the birth of Jesus Christ. And as we come to the end of one year and enter the next, what we can do is to see the ways that God actually surrounds us. To know that He's omnipresent and see it as a gift of hope and refuge. The gift of hope is in the omnipresence of the divine. The fact that God is always with us. Emmanuel means God with us. God is present. And for us, no matter what we encounter in life and what causes us despair, as a matter of fact, it's in times of despair that we particularly receive the gift of hope in God's love, in God's protection. The psalmist wrote this psalm for a time of travel, more specific for the Israelites' second pilgrimage to Zion. And the Israelites were nomads, and travel in ancient times was primarily on foot. And so the people would have faced great trials and tribulations and dangers during their journey to Jerusalem. And so he says, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come?" He looks to the hills for refuge. He says, "I look to the hills. Where will I find help?" By the way, where do you typically look for help in times of despair? Do you look to the mountains? Do you reach out to loved ones? Do you trust in the government to help you out? Wasn't meant as a joke. Come on. Do you pray? Is God your first choice Or is he your last option? The psalmist says, I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No, he says, my strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and mountains. He says, my help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He assures me of his protection. He is my guardian. He shields me. He shelters me. He guards me now and always. Now imagine just for a moment that you're standing on the mountains. The mountains this psalmist is looking to. And you're actually at peace. And you actually rest in the hope that all you see, the hills, the valleys, the streams, the different terrains, all are God's creation. And under God's care. What if you were to look at life this way? The world and all that's in it, your life, everything, everything you experience and encounter, whether good or bad, it's all under God's care. Jehovah Shammah is with you, He is omnipresent. And he's ultimately in control, and you can place your trust and your hope in him. What if that could be your perspective this new year? You have hope, and you're able to see beyond despair and see the present in presence. You're able to see the gift in presence. Both the presence of God and the presence of community. You know, sometimes we have this idea that God exists to make us happy. And when difficult times happen, we sometimes may lose our faith. The truth is, we all travel through valleys at times. And God's promise is not to make us happy all the time, but to be with us no matter what we're experiencing. Yes, hills and valleys can seem daunting. At the same time, God's protection and love surround you on the ups, on the downs, and also the plateaus of life. And God wants to exchange our despair for hope. I don't know, maybe you're finding yourself on a plateau right now. You know, things are good. Life is kind of smooth sailing. Or maybe you are facing a hill or a valley right now. And if you are feeling hopeless this morning about something in your life, if you've forgotten how much God cares about you, then I pray that this next verse will reach you deep within. Listen to what our Almighty God is saying to you. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime. Until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. Maybe you're stuck in a hopeless health problem, and you're not sure if anything can help you anymore. Maybe you've got a hopeless situation with a child. Maybe you've got a hopeless situation with your finances. Maybe you're a single parent and there are those days when you feel powerless and hopeless to cope. Maybe you're looking at all that's going on in America and in the world and you feel a sense of hopelessness. What do? You give it to Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrated on Wednesday. And when you do, You will have a rebirth of living hope in your heart. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And God's great mercy has caused us to be born again into a living hope because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. So in Jesus, you will have a rebirth of hope in your life. You will go from no hope to new hope. And if God can raise Jesus from the dead, He can raise a dead relationship. He can raise a dead career. He can raise a dead hope, a dead dream. He can change a hopeless situation. There is hope. And so if you're barely hanging on this morning, you need to remember the presence of God. He's always with you. You will never be without Him. He may not feel it, but He is there. And He cares. And He can help. Jehovah Shammah, I'm the God who's always there. And so when we navigate the hills and valleys of despair, let's focus on the hope of God's presence and God's love. Amen. Merciful God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the times when things are good and we have smooth sailing. But thank you also for reassuring us that when we go through deep valleys, face high mountains, you are there with us. You are omnipresent. You're always with us. And you always take care of us. When we feel hopeless, when we live in despair, may the reminder of your presence in our lives, may the community we experience as a family of faith, may that encourage us and remind us of your love and your care so that we receive the gift of hope you have for us. We praise you for this, God, in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.